This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Tamang community observing Sonam Losar today organizing various programs. Health Minister Padam Giri takes stock of the situation of measles in Bage district. And U.S. airstrike in Somalia kills 30 Al-Shabaab militants. Now, the news in detail. The Tamang community across the country is observing the Sonam Losar today by organizing various programs. The festival is taking as the commencement of the new year as per the Manjushri calendar or Tibetan lunar calendar, and today marks the beginning of the year 2859. As per the Tamang tradition, today they complete the year of a tiger and enter the year of hare. The festival falls on the Magh Shukla Pratipada, the first day of the bright fortnight in the month of Magh in the lunar calendar. There is a customary in the Tamang community to count the year with an association of symbols of 12 different animals. According to researcher Tika Sherpa, the counting of the year with the name of animals suggests that the Tamang people are worshippers of nature. Sri Baudhanath Area Development Committee has planned various programs for today to observe the festival. Likewise, Nepal Tamang Gedung has decided to mark the festival by organizing programs in local Turikhel. Likewise, the Soyambu area in Kathmandu is hosting programs on the occasion. Meanwhile, President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said that festivals like Sonam Losar enhance the spirit of mutual harmony, tolerance and fraternity among all Nepalese. In a message on the occasion of Sonam Losar, the President expressed the belief that such festivals help further strengthen national unity and provide the strength to everyone to move forward to build an economically and socially prosperous country. She also expressed best wishes for happiness, peace, good health and prosperity to all Nepalese sisters and brothers living in the country and abroad. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said Nepal's festivals have carried huge historic and scientific significance. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Sonam Losar festival, celebrated mainly by the Tamang community from the mountain and upper hilly regions of the country, the Prime Minister Dahal said that all ethnic communities have their own cultures and tradition. The government has announced a public holiday today as in the past. Minister for Health and Population Padam Giri has carried out a field inspection in Bage district to take stock of the situation of measles. He reached the Basic Health Center in Nepalgan Sub-Metropolitan City 5 and inquired about patients and pledged that the government would do its best in controlling the disease. Asking local people to get vaccinated against the disease, Health Minister Giri said the government would expedite the vaccination campaign. He urged local people's representatives in helping control the disease as they are supposed to play an important role in making vaccination campaigns effective. The Health and Population Minister also inspected the Bheri Hospital today. On the occasion, he talked to the patients and visited the different wards. Minister Giri also acquired information about the management of hospital waste. The hospital's medical superintendent, Dr. Badri Chapakhain, briefed the minister about the situation of the hospital and its activities. Four people were killed in a vehicle accident that occurred at 2:30 a.m. today near Jupra Khola in Birendra Nagar Municipality 11, Surkhet. The District Police Office, Surkhet, identified the deceased as Sagar Sahi, aged 27, of Birendra Nagar Municipality 7, Dipendra Jang Sahi, aged 33, of Dhungeshwar Rural Municipality 5 and Dailek District, and Bobin Sahi, aged 31, of Bhagwati Mai Rural Municipality 5 and Rajendra Bisi, aged 36, of Guras Rural Municipality 3. Critical injured in the road mishap, the four died while receiving treatment at Karnali Province Hospital in Karnali. The vehicle was heading to Surkhet from Chinchu and fell some 80 meters off the road after losing control. According to the police, Birendra Raj Sahi, aged 25, of Bhairabi Rural Municipality 5 in Dailek District, is seriously injured in the accident. Sahi is receiving treatment at Karnali Provincial Hospital in Surkhet. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed sorrow over the demise of people in the road accident. Extending his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families via tweet today, the Prime Minister wished for a speedy recovery of those injured in the accident. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The US military has said the US airstrike assisting government troops in Somalia has killed about 30 Islamist Al-Shabaab militants. The operation happened near the town of Glaqad, about 260 kilometers northeast of the capital Mogadishu. Over the past few days, the Somali army and Al-Shabaab militants have fought for control of the town. The U.S. Africa Command says Friday's airstrikes came as the army was being attacked by more than 100 militants. Earlier, the Islamist killed seven soldiers after storming a military base in Glaqad. Somalia's information ministry said dozens of militants were killed. Al-Shabaab has been fighting Somalia's central government since 2006, aiming to impose an extremist Islamist regime. While it has been pushed out of Mogadishu and other areas, it continues to attack military and civilian targets. A lawyer for U.S. President Joe Biden says U.S. Department of Justice investigators have found six more classified documents during a 13-hour-long search of President Joe Biden's home in Delaware. Some documents seized at the Wilmington property on Friday were from his time as a senator and others from his tenure as vice president under Barack Obama. After finding the documents, the president said his team immediately turned them over to the National Archives and the Justice Department. It is not clear why Mr. Biden had kept them. Under the Presidential Records Act, the White House records are supposed to go to the National Archives once an administration ends, where they can be stored securely. The discovery comes as former U.S. President Donald Trump also faces a probe over his alleged mishandling of hundreds of classified documents at his Florida Mar-a-Lago residence and his alleged failure to comply with the subpoena. Peru has closed its famous tourist site Machu Picchu indefinitely over the ongoing protest against the country's new president. The government said it closed the site and the Inca Trail hike leading up to it to protect tourists and citizens. Hundreds of people who were struck for hours at the foot of the 15th century Inca citadel now have been rescued. The violent protest, which have seen dozens of people killed, began when Peru's previous leader was ousted. Sitting high on a mountain in the Andes, Machu Picchu is considered one of the new Seven Wonders of the World. It is hugely popular with tourists, with around 1 million people visiting every year. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Madhes province and Bagmati province, along with the hilly regions of Province No. 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tamang community observing Sonam Losar today, organizing various programs. Health Minister Padam Giri takes stock of the situation of measles in Bake district, and U.S. airstrike in Somalia kills 30 Al-Shabaab militants. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.